As GM of this team, how do you evaluate the 2017 season?
Yeah, I think the first thing everybody looks at it for a season is your wins and losses. And we won 5 and lost 11, so, you know, like every team, we would like to win more games. But that being said, there were a lot of games that we were competitive in. Not that we take any solace from that. I like very much how our team came together, how we fought through adversity like every team deals with every season. We played hard. You know, there's definitely things we need to improve upon, but going into this offseason, we have a lot of cap space. We have an extra second-round draft pick. I feel good about the potential for us to move this team forward to the vision Todd and I have for it.
The vision, how would you talk about that? That's something you just mentioned with the reporters, is that we are forming what our vision originally was here.
So I think when we first came in, our goal was, and always has been, to build a team with a young base, with a good core nucleus of veteran players from a leadership and from a ability standpoint, that can go out there and be consistently competitive week in, week out, and ideally competitive for the playoffs. But to do that and have sustainable success in this league, I think the key is to, you have to do that through the draft, and that takes time.
The New York Jets select Jamal Adams.
How do you view the quarterback landscape right now? Josh McCown came in for you, played very well, made 13 starts. Bryce Petty obviously finished the season making those last 3 starts. And Christian Hackenberg got a lot of work in the summer.
You know, obviously Josh came in and exceeded our expectations to a degree, but more so from an intangible standpoint, what he brought to this organization in the locker room. We did a lot of research on him, and we felt very good about adding him to this mix, and he's had a very good season. Both Christian and Bryce are both young quarterbacks, so they're still making progress and developing. We feel good about the development they've made, but they, you know, there's still a lot of areas they need to improve upon. But like a lot of young players, they're willing to come in and work hard every day, and our coach has done a good job with them. But like every position on the team, it's going to be a position we look at both in pro free agency and the college draft to potentially improve our talent base.
Before we get to the draft, what about the financial flexibility you have as far as making this roster more competitive? Plenty of room under the salary cap, as we know. But you continue to stress that ideally you want to build this thing through the draft.
So the draft is like the key in our minds to this whole process. Like that's your way to add young players to the organization. And that's the key to build anything, we feel, at least from a long-term standpoint. And ideally to have a young team with a good core that we can augment through pro free agency.
Lastly, I don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves because the draft is in April, but do you like that position being at number 6? Because I think about you in number 6, and I think about Leonard Williams, who's one of the better interior players in the National Football League, and now Jamal Adams, who looks like he could be really something out of that defensive backfield.
It's like deja vu all over again. No, I'm just joking around. No, it's a good pick to have. I think this is a good, again, we don't really know what juniors may or may not come out. But we feel good about the talent potentially that's going to be at that spot. But it gives you the ability also to either potentially move up or move back. So we're going to weigh all options and figure out what's in the best interest of this organization moving forward, and then act accordingly.
Thanks, Mike.
Not a problem.